I am Andrew Richardson, and this is the seventh and final trauma release audio. It is dealing with what I call hidden memories. These are what the name suggests, namely memories that are not clear, that you cannot return to them very easily, but you have a strong feeling that something is there. So what you have to do is to go on a search to see what was there. And that is the purpose of this short audio. I will not be guiding you through a long trance session with a rewind to detraumatize. Instead, I will be guiding you through a small search where you can connect to what seems to be a strong current memory into possibly closely linked experiences in the past. We will start by reminding ourselves of the understanding that applies to all the other trauma, that there is a pattern match in your unconscious brain that is linking something in the past to something that is happening now through an emotional reaction that is too strong and not helpful. And that if we can find that memory or experience in the past where the emotion seems to be surprisingly similar or even identical to the emotion that is arising now, then we have found something quite special. And what you can do if you find this memory is to decide whether you need to use one of the other trauma release audios to clear the memory. Another possibility is that even if trauma release is not appropriate, you will discover something that is nevertheless important. Let me give you a couple of examples from my case studies to give you an idea of what I mean. A woman in her mid-30s came to see me who found that for no reason that she could understand, there was anxiety at certain times, especially if there was a time deadline to meet. So we went back on a search and found memories around being a young girl at school, always getting anxious when it was time to leave and come home and finding that she would be getting ready to go home even before the bell went. She stayed with that emotional memory and discovered something rather remarkable, that she was trying to protect her mother, who herself was very anxious and who the girl felt needed to be protected from any stress around her not being ready to come home on time. This insight was quite remarkable, she felt, and after she had it, then her anxiety steadily declined and her depression, already eroding away, completely disappeared. And another client, a young woman in her early 20s, was also depressed, but failing to deal with strong and very negative emotions that apparently arose for no reason. So we activated those emotions, and then she went back into her past and found a memory of hurt feelings which were very similar. This was when she was in secondary school and had embarrassed herself greatly when she created a terrible mess in the science lab. We did the rewind of that experience, and this was a major factor in lifting her depression. This process is called the effect bridge, and it works by activating an emotion now by playing through a recent experience when it was strong, and then in a nice and relaxed way, just going back and back on a timeline thread, back and back to see if there are memories somewhere there with the same feeling as now. And very often something is discovered. And if it is, then it can be dealt with. And very often, it is a detraumatizing rewind that is necessary, or it can be dealt with in a much more subtle way. And the ways in which I will typically do that with my clients are covered in the next series of audios, which are entitled Clearing Patterns. And in those audios, there contains the running through of an effect bridge exercise on a number of occasions. So you can learn how to do it and begin to practice. And as you do, you will find this an amazing tool to discover what had previously been hidden, traumas and patterns, and then to deal with them. And this can be the missing link in clearing your depression. Thank you.